The Sin of Jezebel. August 15, 1899. Typed. With her seductive arts, Jezebel made Jehoshaphat her friend. She arranged a marriage between her daughter Athaliah and Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat. She knew that her daughter, brought up under her guidance and as unscrupulous as herself, would carry out her designs. But did she? No, the sons of the prophets, who had been educated in the schools which Samuel had established, were steadfast for truth and righteousness. A correct education had been given them in regard to the living God. The past history of the people of God, the fall of Adam and Eve through transgression, the preaching of Noah, the extended probation of 120 years, and the final destruction of the old world by a flood was known to them. The crime and violence of the antediluvians, their repeated rejection of the messages he sent, wore out the long-suffering patience of God, and these despisers of his mercy were made to drink the waters of the flood. The children of Israel were instructed in the word of God, that they might prepare for the advent of Christ. Jezebel fought determinedly against God in the person of his faithful people. The persecution of the prophets was so great that Elijah supposed he was the only one who had escaped her power. Only I am left, he said, and they seek my life to take it away. 1 Kings 19, verse 10. Elijah was commissioned to bear a message to King Ahab. The word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, Go, show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab. 1 Kings 18, verse 1, 2. There was a famine in Samaria, and Ahab had sent Obadiah, the governor of his house, to find grass for the cattle. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Art thou that my lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned, that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab, to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not here. He took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass as soon as I am gone from thee, the Spirit of the Lord will carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab, and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord. Verses 7 to 18. When Jezebel thought she stood victorious, the wrath of God came against the persecutor. God gave the message to Elijah to bear, I have left me in Israel 7,000 which have not bowed the knee to Baal. 1 Kings 19, verse 18. Then came the great test, when God answered Elijah by fire and consumed his sacrifice.